There might be good economic news on the way in 2021, but it comes with a long list of ifs. I'm Tom Schein, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a sorority at Wichita State is building sisterhood and a better understanding of Islam.
We actually were very excited to bring out and teach people what Muslims are.
But first, the forecast for the Wichita economy in 2021 is out, and it's not as gloomy as you might think. It's not full of puppies and ice cream with sprinkles either, but there's a chance we might see some decent growth next year. Jeremy Hill is director of the Center for Economic Development and Business Research at Wichita State. He delivered his forecast yesterday at the annual Economic Outlook Conference. Hill acknowledges the obvious. Another major surge in coronavirus cases will make any forecast meaningless. Plus, there are other factors in play, like whether Congress passes another stimulus bill and who wins the November election. One thing is certain. It will be a long, slow climb back to the economic cliff we fell off earlier this year.
So the expectation to get back to at, you know, when the economy is running at full steam is a hard expectation to do in a one-year period, right? We shouldn't have that expectation. So I could be positive about this next year, and I am being really positive about this next year, given all the uncertainties. It doesn't mean that we're going to be back where we were in January, and that's an unrealistic expectation.
If some things break Wichita's way, more federal stimulus spending, an effective vaccine, people traveling again, Hill says the city's aerospace industry could rebound quickly. He says companies have made the tough decisions needed to get ready for the future.
We restructured. They're efficient. They're ready to go. They still need that labor, and that's why they're holding on to them again. We can turn that button on and grow and expand and produce products. We've gone through all the hard side of restructuring for a new economy that it refused to do over the, not just the 9/11, over the many cycles before. We were very cyclical. We just hired back the same jobs. We've gone through a whole new rebirth of aerospace, which is the biggest driver to our economy.
Hill says the aerospace industry and the state's economy will get a boost if Boeing 737 MAX is certified to fly again. It was grounded more than a year and a half ago following two fatal crashes. Boeing has resumed production, but at much lower levels. The 737 MAX is Spirit AeroSystems' most important program, and Spirit traditionally is the area's largest employer. The 737 also supports smaller aviation supply companies.
Having a recertification definitely gets the cash flowing again. It gets confidence. It helps bankers to know that they can float some more loans to help those smaller businesses stay alive long enough to get the whole inventory, reprocessing, and moving through the system and producing those planes again.
One positive the Hill sees coming out of the whole coronavirus mess is that the pandemic may have jolted the city's entrepreneurship DNA. Hill says he has noticed an uptick in people applying to the state to form new companies.
I think this business application is just one indication where we're going to see new innovation, new things come into the market. We might not see it all today. It might take a year or two for this engine of being an entrepreneurial town to really come into play. But I think there's some of it happening, and I think we're already seeing it on the ground, and I think that could grow our economy much faster 5 years down the road, where we can say this was a pivotal point.
There's more of my interview with Jeremy Hill, including why he's optimistic about retail, at KMUW.org. Kansas's only Muslim sorority has begun its first full year at Wichita State despite the pandemic. Mu Delta Alpha is one of just five chapters in the U.S., three in Texas, one in Ohio, and now one in Wichita. KMUW's Carla Eccles sat down with the sorority's president for this month's In the Mix.
Patul Halima is a senior majoring in biology at Wichita State and the proud president of Mu Delta Alpha, which means Muslims changing for Allah. She says the WSU chapter became an official sorority about a year ago.
We actually were very excited to bring out and teach people what Muslims are. We are bringing out the values of Islam in this sorority. Also, this is helping other Muslim students find an environment where they feel that they are welcomed in. Now, I want to point something out. We would accept anybody. They don't have to be Muslim to join us.
It's open, but so far, only Muslim women have joined. The sorority includes 8 young women, half of them born in Wichita. Their families are from Syria, Jordan, India, Pakistan, and Bangladesh. Almost all of them wear a headscarf called hijabs.
I wear it because it's our modesty, purity. It shows that we believe that it's a type of cover for us, protecting us from everything outside.
The wearing of hijabs, like many other Muslim customs, is not always understood. The sorority held an event on campus to explain the significance to others.
And we actually donated a couple of hijabs to people. So they would come by our table and we'll talk to them about the hijab and why we wear it. And we would show them how to wear it. And if they want to wear it throughout the day, they can.
Did some people take you up on that?
Yes, a lot of people took us up on that offer. Even if they did not wear it the whole day, they just wanted to try it on and see how they would look in it. And they looked lovely.
The Muslim sorority operates under 4 values: sisterhood, Islam, service, and professionalism.
So we actually help make ourselves better Muslims, and with a group of girls that can encourage many other girls to do that. For example, we pray 5 times a day. If I'm on campus and I want somebody to pray with me, I always have that sister that I can say, hey, let's go pray together.
Praying in separate corners, before sunrise, in the afternoon, before and after sunset, then late evening.
And then we start over again.
Mu Delta Alpha supports philanthropies, including refugees in Wichita, and through their global efforts, helping to build a facility for orphans in Kenya. But there are fun activities too, like ice skating, even dancing. But no boys or alcohol. Right now, they're gearing up for the election, and all 8 of them will be able to vote for the first time.
Carla Eccles shares thoughtful stories about race and culture every month on In the Mix. And one last thing. Tuesday is the last day to register to vote for the November election. If you haven't registered yet, only one question remains. Why the heck not? Are you waiting for a more pivotal election in our nation's history? Maybe saving yourself for the next election contested during a pandemic? Not interested in a constitutional right that many disenfranchised groups had to fight for? You can register online through the Kansas Secretary of State's website. Do it. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show is produced by Nadia Foe, Stephen Basaha, and Lou Ann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW NPR for Wichita.